1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Without Wisconsin Eye live streaming legislative hearings in Madison, state lawmakers are at odds over members of the public recording meetings themselves. Republican state lawmakers have been enforcing an over 20-year-old state Senate rule that prevents members of the public from recording legislative proceedings. A 2013 assembly rule puts a similar ban into place, preventing members of the public in visitor galleries from recording those legislative proceedings. A January 7th memo from the state Senate chief clerk says the Senate and assembly rules override Wisconsin's open meetings law. According to a WPR report, Democratic state lawmakers are accusing their Republican counterparts of scheduling a number of committee meetings this month, knowing that they would not be recorded in an effort to reduce transparency. They argue the recording rules were not enforced when Wisconsin Eye was still operating and asked to record the meetings themselves. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss denounced those accusations, saying there is plenty of transparency and people just need to watch the news to keep up with what's going on at the state capitol. With less than a year to go until the 2026 election, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany leads the way in campaign fundraising among candidates for governor. According to campaign finance reports, Congressman Tiffany has raised $2 million in his campaign for governor thus far. His opponent in the August primary, Washington County Executive Josh Showman, raised about $500,000 over the same period. The two are the only Republican candidates in the race after New Berlin businessman Bill Berrien suspended his campaign in September. The Democratic primary field for governor is a bit more crowded. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley led the field with $800,000 of fundraising. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has raised about $650,000, and former State Secretary of Administration Joel Brennan has raised about $560,000. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes only entered the field in December, but has already raised nearly as much as Brennan in that time. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little light snow this afternoon. It's not going to be a lot. A half inch to an inch possible at a few spots with a high today right around 23. Tonight, the little light snow, then mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 3 above. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high right around 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.